The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
And welcome back, guys, to episode, what is this, Josh?
More than 10.
More than 10. Today's episode, my guys, is on movie sports. Not the way you think or any of that. Josh, kick the. I could have done that better.
It was fine. Sounded good to me.
Huh?
Sounded good to me.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to the Fat Signal. I'm Roth.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm Boo. That's Roth. That's Tim.
He said, and I'm Roth.
I was Roth last time I checked, but hey, it's cool.
And I'm Tim.
All right, guys. We're doing movie sports.
Most everything is sports today.
Video gaming is sports. It's called esports, electronic sports.
Sweeping ice is sports.
Shit like that. So we going all over the map. Like me, I got some shit that's really going to have you guys laughing and dying.
I'll go first right now. Let's see. Talk about movie sports. So, you know, you can go to the classics like Caddyshack. You know, it's always great. Or Teen Wolf. That was a good sports movie. But I went with Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, if you've never seen it before, it's a beer drinking competition in Amsterdam.
That starred, what's his name?
It's the family and Super Troopers. The family of the Dead Island Lizzie Club. It's that's funny. Beer Fest is a great movie.
It's about some cats that go to drop their ashes, their grandfather's ashes in Germany, and find out there's a secret competition that their grandpa stole a prize beer from. And it's them returning the honor of their grandfather.
It's the Olympics of drinking.
They do a series of challenges, right? It's not.
They do all drinking games that you can find, but they have different names for them.
That's always a go-to. That's the one I chose. That's the one that I was picking.
I mean, out of everything you've watched, why that one?
Why that one? Why was it so funny?
The way that they interact. Their grandma was a whore, a prostitute in Germany, and they made me comic jokes about that back and forth. That those scenes with the grandma by herself, or them talking about their grandma, it's hilarious. It's, you know, just classic slapstick comedy, pretty much. Nothing really out of the blue, but it's...
Just watch it, guys. There's a brown whore. There's a brown gay whore. There's multiple shits in there, dude. There's a brown gay whore. There's a Jewish dude, the Jewish cat. There's a bunch of... It's all around funny, dude. It's got every race in it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, no one is off limits in this game, in this movie.
God, I thought it was your movie. It seems like it was mine. Tim?
It took me a while to settle on direction for this one because, like, I've never really been all that great with tossing around a f-ing ball. I didn't know what I could relate to, so I mostly just like try to remember all the best comedy, like sports movies or shows. Even I did like a whole tour this week.
Shout out to Samurai.
Shout out to f-ing, you know, yeah, dude, that player.
I tell you I was gonna like Samurai?
That shit was funny, man.
I told you was gonna like Samurai.
Oh my god! And then, like, you know what I watched because it, like, I realized I hadn't seen it. I watched Semi Pro with Andre 3000.
Right on.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it before. I watched that one. That shit was funny.
To one of the movies I didn't do while we're on doing that. Shout out to The Replacements with motherfucking Wick.
Oh, Keanu Reeves, I saw that one a long time ago.
Yeah, bro, I was mad I didn't watch that one this week.
That's the thing, like, Hollywood has a really interesting trend of, like, doing, like, a few sports comedies at a time. Like it's never, like, super consistent, but they'll, like, push out the same.
Don't talk about Hollywood. Don't talk about Hollywood, because you can talk about Hollywood later, Tim, because the Hollywood that I'm going to let the world know about is very disappointing.
It's very disappointing. Okay. Well, I mean, like, I don't know whether what I'm saying is disappointing or good. I'm just saying, like, it seems weird that, like, it's like every now and then a few of them together come out. You know what I mean? Like, Semi-Pro came out, and then, like, didn't Blades of Glory come out not too long around there too? Like all those Will Ferrell sports comedies.
A couple years after, but that was a good movie. That was a good movie though.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah, that was funny too.
Blades of Glory was too LGBTQ for me. Not there's a problem with it. Just I was okay with it. Continue.
And then I had one on my queue that I'd never watched before. I'm like, okay, you know what? Just for this one, I'll check it out. Basketball. I watched.
That's funny. I watched that too. That's South Park. First time I seen it. That was the first time I'd ever seen it.
It was the first time I'd seen it. Yeah, that shit was like, okay, they did this. Wow. Like,
there's a runner on third. There's a runner on third. Okay, they got three out. Tie. All right.
The psych outs.
I like that one time. I watched that when it first came out as a kid because I was a diehard South Park fan back the first five or six seasons. You couldn't get me not to miss an episode of that shit.
The when he's trying to save the kid, like that shit had me dead.
You want to know what movie I saw as a kid that is out of everybody's realm? Yeah. Everybody's realm as a fool in middle school. I'm in seventh grade. King Ralph by myself.
Wait, so I've never seen that one. What is that?
It's I don't remember vaguely, but I remember him being some f-ing slacker in the United States or some shit, but ends up becoming lineage to the prince or the king or some shit over in England and ends up being the king of England or some shit. But it's not a comedy.
I'll match you a little bit on just like, yeah, this is like, you know, off topic, but just if we're gonna like around that age, we randomly had a VHS of John Travolta's The General's Daughter.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And
I get you. It ain't an action flick.
I was kind of in the same boat though.
Not like, an action flick.
I don't know if you guys did this or if it's still a thing. You know, they used to drop us off at the theater and we'd stay there all day long going movie to movie to movie and shit. So you'd end up watching everything that's at, you know, they're playing. You'd watch some shit, some dramas, some movies that you would never once seen. I saw some movie called Muriel's Wedding. Halfway through, like, what the am I doing here? This is a ABBA movie. Like, what?
but yeah, and yeah, I watched basketball. I gotta say that out of like, for me though, in my lifetime, the sports movie that I've laughed the hardest at, still to this day, is Dodgeball.
That's a legend.
Yeah, that's like
if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
You could dodge a ball. Like you couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat. Yeah, dude. Like that shit.
You know
just
what my favorite scene is? That it's the chick from All That, and it's the skinny nigga, bro, and he lifts her up on the motherfucking booyah, and cheerleading. That was funny, bro.
So, Laser and Blazer, follow me on Instagram.
I had a good time like that with the Adam Sandler movies, the early Adam Sandler movies. The not the Water Boy, but the Happy Gilmore.
Oh man, yeah, the
I golf died one. On the movie, man. So many times just laughing. I remember the first.
That was my first golf movie I've ever watched. First and I think only. No, I watched Caddyshack. I can't lie. Caddyshack was my first golf movie.
I have to watch Caddyshack. I haven't seen it.
You ain't seen that, bro?
Ronnie Dangerfield, Chevy Chase,
the squirrel.
The squirrel.
I gotta watch it. That's on the list.
One movie that I wanted to bring up was Secretariat, the greatest athlete that ever lived, for the greatest racehorse that ever lived.
I was like, that's the wait. So
I
is
thought
the
it was Seabiscuit.
No,
that's your opinion. I don't give a fuck what you say.
It's not my opinion. It's not my opinion.
I don't care. Let someone ask, other than that prove me wrong. But right
so
now,
Seabiscuit is the Tobey Maguire one. Okay.
Yeah, Seabiscuit with Tobey Maguire. No.
Secretariat,
who's in Secretariat?
Diane Lane, and John Malkovich.
Lost me with Diane Lane. Gained me with John Malkovich. But nah,
those are the real. Those are the only names that you guys probably know.
Yeah, for you.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man on a horse. Shut up.
Spider-Man. Yeah, that's Spider-Man after he just did Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man on a horse. Shut up. Secretary of the best horse. Secretary.
Do you guys want an answer? I have an answer from Quora. It says Secretariat by several lengths, depending on the distance. Seabiscuit was the horse for his time, but Secretariat, in my estimation, is the super horse.
Boom. Okay. The super horse.
Just because it's different periods. So
that tells me that there definitely was juicing. There definitely was putting all kind of shit in that horse. You don't name a horse super with it being natural. Out of here. They were juicing the '70s.
You might be right. You might be right. Supposedly, the story goes that when they did the autopsy on that horse, they found that it had an enlarged heart. So it might have been juiced up like a motherfucker.
He had more. There was more steroids in the locker room of that horse's stable than the locker room of a 1970s weightlifting competition.
They're catching his ass on the corner.
Couldn't be near that horse after racing, bro, because it might snap.
They called that thing a grab super horse. Holy crap.
Pull up the video if you can. I don't know if it'll get monetized, but YouTube, pull up the video of a camel grabbing the brown Indian dude, the Indian dude by the shoulder. That's what Secretary's doing to all stable handlers when it's not racing. Pull up the video, bro. Yeah, bro.
He's gonna hit him, right? He's gonna hit him, right?
Watch this.
Oh!
Out of here.
He said, move. Christ.
Yeah, bro. So that's what your secretary is actually doing to people, bro, when it ain't racing.
It's it has like a 50-year record and shit in racing. 10?
Yeah, that's nice. Records are nice, but we can't justify it when there's no blood test. These horses now, after they win triple crown, if a horse wins a triple crown now, bro, you don't think he's going to get DNA tested.
He's getting DNA tested before the fight, before the race.
Come on. Them horses were now hyped up on meth and all kind of shit.
What I will say, roided out horses aside, is that dodgeball is my favorite sports comedy. That's if I just stick to that lane. You know what I mean? I had trouble sticking between that lane and my other favorite lane, which I have a feeling Boo is going to go like balls deep into, just to kind of open him up, if I may.
No, you may not, but go ahead. You're going to do it anyways.
Well, I could be wrong. I'll say that. I could be wrong. What I'm saying is, one of my favorite things is getting into any kind of like big subject and getting into the crime of it. So one of the things I started watching was like Muscles and Mayhem and Bad Sport, where you hear about running a whole race car league, but funding it through selling hundred thousands of pounds of weed. You know what I mean? But I'm saying like yours is going to be unique. I get that. What I'm saying is we get into some funky, like, you know, just beyond, okay, sports, but what are the crazy shit that happens in sports and what are the documentaries and stuff that covers them? I know you probably have like some movies, some biopics or some documentaries that cover some crazy shit.
Off for you. I know you guys are. All right.
I was just leading. Now, you don't have to cut me off, dickhead. I was just leading right into you. Holy shit.
If you're an 80s kid.
Jesus Christ.
If you're an 80s kid, you talk too much already. I had to hear you talk the last interview. Shut up. I couldn't be rude.
Well, how dare I try to graciously lead you in front of
Miss Amanda. By the way, shout out Amanda. I couldn't be rude in front of her, but now shut up. God damn. I could do my own shit.
Asshole. Hurry up. Jesus.
Thank you. I was until you won't let me talk now. Thank you. I'm going to talk. All right. I'm an 80s kid. Grew up in 82. Grew up on all the nostalgia of kung fu movies and all that stuff. I grew up in a dadless house. So whenever I could, I'd get a hold of a movie or something friends were watching or something and watch it. I grew up watching one of the dopest movies in the movie when I first saw it was called Bloodsport.
Okay.
Bloodsport was a great movie when I saw it as a child.
Bloodsport's a good one.
Great one as a child. When you watch it, when I watched it, Street Fighter was out. So at this point,
that probably opened up your imagination a bit.
It's Street Fighter. All that's going down, etc. I'm trying to compare characters. Well, that's up. That's Saget. Yep. That's M. Bison, etc. Watched it at the end. After you watch the end of the movie, there's a famous thing that you find out that this shit's real. This wasn't a movie. This shit actually went down. Because they pull up some stats for your ass before Google, before ALO, before any internet where you can just go and check on some shit. They put at the end of the
movie,
like,
by the way,
the stats is what f- you up at the end, because you find out it's real. At the end, it goes, it shows Van Damme bend down like a sensei. And it says at the end of this, Frank fought in the tournament from 1975 to 1980. And it was 329 and no. I mean, that's more wins than Guile or Ryu and Ken combined.
Let me ask you, does Jackass count as a sport?
They get their asses beat, but not necessarily.
I mean, like, it's Pain Olympics, isn't it?
Sport of humiliation.
They did some crazy shit.
But they're here, but going back to...
Have you guys seen Bronson?
Charles Bronson?
They Tom Hardy played him in a movie.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's real. He gets out this year.
He gets out this year?
Yeah, he gets out this year or next year. I know you're talking about exactly that fool with the mustache, the bald head.
Yeah.
No, he gets out this year. That's an actual real character. He gets out this year. That
Charles Bronson, he was a badass character. He had good movies, man.
No. We're not talking Charles Bronson, the actor with the 357 or anything like that. We're talking Bronson. Bronson is a movie, a British overseas movie, a documentary that Tom Hardy
about this boxer gets like locked up
for bank robbery and everything, but he's fucking psycho, and it's good. Yeah. But he gets out in the next year or two, Tim.
Yeah. It was a really good movie.
But back to this bullshit, bro. If it wasn't for goddamn Dana White in the UFC in the 1990s. We'd still be dealing with this fake ass shit in the San Fernando Valley. I hate to say it was known for Bushido City. Like, you had Count. I hate to say this, Rob.
We had like so. Didn't the Valley have like so many martial arts tournaments and shit? Like,
Ass underground tournaments and everybody fake ass. Count. I hate to say this, Rob, but your
isn't
name.
Isn't that what Karate Kid came out of?
Yes.
Was those.
Rob, your name is somewhat tainted in the motherfucker. Fake ass Bushido world. You got Rafael the Count Dante, which is one of the first. He was blowing up other fuck. He was blowing up a rival gyms, blowing them up in the valley.
I live blowing not too up. Far from Daniel LaRusso's apartment in Karate Kid.
Okay, but let me tell you something about Frank Dukes. You ready for this? Frank Dukes is from the valley. The right. Kumite, the bullshit blood sport tournament that he supposedly won, the Kumite. Then bought the trophy from a North Hollywood trophy store.
Oh, I know which spot.
Then bought it from a North Hollywood
trophy store in North Hollywood.
And then here's another bullshit that's alive now where you know what? Come get it. I don't care. I'll take all the smoke with Steven Seagal. Sorry, ass. Because from what I'm learning, Aikido ain't even considered a fighting. That's considered a dance. Number one,
that's a dance to run away from.
Then here's another thing. You want to hear something about him? He broke Sean Connery's wrist. Seagal
broke Sean Connery's wrist.
Rest in peace, Mr. Connery. During the filming of I forgot what James Bond it was. Look it up, Josh. What James Bond they were shooting? Bond was supposed to be doing Aikido to the villains, the fight to the henchmen. In the middle of it, doing it, this breaks while they're training. This breaks. Sean Connery's wrist, bro.
I believe it was never say never again.
And then let me just say, he was gonna smack a bitch that day.
smack a hole.
He was gonna smack a bitch that day.
Oh boy.
So it's like, you're a f-ing asshole, dude. And then he comes over here claiming that bullshit now, and you see what he's doing now. That's one of the most bull. You see him run. They make memes about this is running.
Isn't he 70 already, or almost 70?
No, go back to when he's f-ing 20. 30, 25, ooh. And he's running the movies. He's running like this, bro.
Yeah, no, he's got like a weird waddle or some shit. It's like...
Yeah, it's a weird waddle, my guy. You're like, what the f*** going on with him?
It's because his... Dude, he slicks his hair back way too tight, I think. I think that's what it is. Bro, he's just he feels like he's stuck, like he's just...
Here's the thing about that bullshit. I'm over it now. If you ain't in the UFC... or you ain't done the UFC, I can't really take you for granted unless you train somebody that's in the UFC.
Yeah, like Idris Elba. Now, Idris Elba, I respect you. Your acting is amazing. You know, I'm going to assume a UFC fighter can kick more ass than all the fighting that you've gotten trained for in film. You know what I mean? Like it's
for example, is another one. Good one, Tim. Like this, I hate to say it, like, because I got a list of these. John Jones, there's so many.
I want to see Keanu Reeves take on a role like that. I bet you Keanu Reeves would be all MMA'd out by the end of the
No.
He does research.
What we're saying is, can any of these guys walk in, like, train hard enough for an MMA fight?
Keanu Reeves lives that life, dude. When it comes to shooting competitions,
On point, bro.
I've seen live footage of him.
He led martial arts films. He led martial arts films before Wick and everything too. Like, didn't he do like he did 47 Ronin? He did
Matrix. Come on, all the fighting he did in Matrix. Yeah.
And this dude does his research.
All the fighting in Matrix was him.
But I'm saying he led martial arts movies projects after that, and I think that's also what adds to his credibility for like being able to probably do something like that. Yeah.
But nah, back to the bullshit, guys. Like, I'm over it. Roth, there's another name, Raphael, the Count. We got the Count Dante, who's a grimy ass, fake ass bullshit. Now we got Raphael Torre. This is a fake ass too. Killed the fake ass Raphael Torre. It's something about Raphael's, bro, right now in MMA this week that's just got me like, you grimy.
Rock is over there just like,
grimy, bro. Y'all some grimy, bro. Don't get mad at me, bro. I don't even trust Raphael from the Ninja Turtles now. Y'all is kind of smooth.
You leave my homie alone.
To be fair, I'm with Boo on Raphael from Ninja Turtles. He is the first one to be like, no, I'm a dude. Like, he's never a team player, man. He is the first one to just kind of bone out.
And then we're going to throw these two Raphaels three times. You're out the park.
But they watch them Raphs. Go to.
Watch them simple Raphs.
Watch them X-Files dudes, dude.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I got to definitely talk about some shit that's totally off this Bushido shit. I'll let you pick numbers. I have 1 through 5. Pick numbers. I'll let you go first, Ralph. Pick a number.
3.
And I guess I'll pick, 4. We'll do 4.
Oh, Tim, I love you for 4. That's what I really wanted to address. Oh, yeah. Let me drink before I do 4.
For the record, we have no idea what this is.
We have no idea what's on this list.
We have no idea what's about
to happen. No, trust me, guys. They don't. Because I'm pissed. This is some things that I've came across this week and walked upon or came upon in my daily life that I'm starting to get annoyed of.
Okay. More so than people pulling in front of you?
Bro, you pulling in front of me is considered being generous right now of what I've been dealing with.
All right. Oh, shit.
And you're pretty pissed off about that.
I'm pissed, kidding. Bro.
Piss. Booze gripes.
You pick 3, right, Roth?
Yeah.
Okay. Movie reviewers. I'm so f-ing sick and tired. Very asininely sick and tired of hearing or seeing come across my feed how you are upset with how something is written or how something was done in a f-ing movie. You ain't a motherfucking movie or script writer. We're having a drought in writing, and yet you ain't gonna write nothing better. So sit back, shut the fuck up, and enjoy the movie. Don't bitch and gripe about how the movie could have been, because you're not a fucking movie writer.
Unless you are.
But if you're just some Joe sitting at home bonging out and doing videos on how you're mad because there's not enough penises in a movie for you, go watch gay porn. Go watch male porn, or go watch a movie where it's nothing but teen girl movie flicks where it's nothing but guys with shirts off.
Oh, yeah. And if you write shitty movies, if that's what you do, then you're included in this list, too.
Yeah. Because then you need to find some writers out here or pull one of these guys that have a comment about your movie and call them out on their bullshit. Because a lot of these guys are making money on YouTube just simply commenting on how shitty a movie is, but never really wrote a movie or a book themselves, probably. And I'm done with that one.
It's a valid point.
Okay.
It's a valid gripe.
It is a valid gripe. If you
Because you're saying movies are shit. Because you're saying movies are shit and you're saying movies are trash. And then you turn around and say, well, this was good about it. This was not bad about it. Okay, so you just want to hear yourself goggle eggplant all day.
Okay.
Cox, dude. Now.
All right, so Boo does not like movie reviewers for the most part.
Negative movie reviewers, seems like.
Just nothing.
Is all of them just ones that are bitching?
No, the ones that are starting to be feminist and sexist.
Do you still have movie reviewers that you like? You don't have to name them, but do you still have ones that you like?
Yeah, but there's ones right now, dude, that are starting to be so feminist and so sexist where it's like, bro, go suck some goddamn eggplant because that sounds what you like.
That's like, okay, fair. It's like, all right.
I'm over that shit. You're just hopping on the bandwagon, saying some shit trash, and then no one goes and see it. And when like me sitting at home ain't watching nothing, I watch it. It's like, you know, it was actually pretty good. No,
all right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I had to watch it. I had to watch it with your bullshit in mind.
Yeah. Shut the up.
I mean, you know, the only other thing we can do is
just... conversation with each other, though. It's like, man, I heard this we kind of suck, though. No, watch it. It's good. We signed on to watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, by the end of the day, you got to check shit out for yourself. What's your number four, since that's what I picked? Yeah.
If you work at a Casey's, Circle K, 7-Eleven, your local liquor store, anywhere where you're dealing with the public consumer and they're coming in there to buy products.
I like the knocks.
Don't get a f***ing attitude. Don't have a f***ing attitude. It defeats the f***ing purpose. Why are you working there then? Find a job where your ass can be happy then.
People are going to go.
Don't be a bitch ass motherfucker and be a gripey ass, evil ass motherfucking person when someone comes in there. You know how many you know how many 7-Eleven almost got cussed the f*** out this week? At least two of them, bro. And they make people look bad. They make black people look bad, a couple of them.
Interesting. So
they make black people look bad, like you don't want to talk to Nick. Like, wait, you're black. I come in here and say hi to you. You're like, yeah, fuck you.
Okay.
Bitch ass, fuck you.
How are you expecting me to respond to that exactly? I mean,
well,
like,
No. I get him exactly where he's coming from. It's like, you're in a retail. You're if it wasn't for people, you wouldn't have a fucking job.
You wouldn't have a job
if it was the people.
If they stopped coming to your store flat turkey, no one came to him. For example, if completely cold turkey stopped coming to your store for a whole year, you got maybe 30 guests in the last month, the last year.
You're shutting the down. But come on, we invented
and
bitch cancel culture.
Is gonna have to relocate. Them hoe ass gonna have to relocate and redo everything because of their attitudes.
Overprivileged, man. It doesn't have to be white privilege.
Not even overprivileged, Ralph. It's like, you know how I am. What's good with you? How are you?
No, I know.
And fuck you then, bro.
No, that I agree with. That.
How's your day been? How's your day been? I pull your ass over that counter.
I'll make that day a lot worse right now.
Like, dude, this is rude around in this. No, seriously, the customer service when it comes to certain places in this state are fucking ass. These motherfuckers felt like it's a privilege that they serving you. No, I can go to the next store. It's not hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, some places want, you know, there's novelty restaurants that like that their whole thing is that they get to insult you and everything. Not everybody gets to do that.
Dick Flash Resort.
Yeah.
All right,
not
Josh,
everybody gets to
that place.
All right, Josh, one more and I'll let we go.
One more booze gripes.
All right, McDonald's ice cream.
Oh.
You mean
the soft
the
serve.
Ice cream you've never
the
had?
The soft serve, it's always broken. Yeah, the machine's always broken.
Nick's trolling me on Instagrizzle.
I've had Grimace's shake.
I'm out on you, McDonald's. Y'all niggas are, whew. Y'all
fix your goddamn ice machines.
Y'all niggas got hours, bro, before I'm going tomorrow. And cruising around to the McDonald's. If I don't get a Grimace shake, y'all McDonald's is gonna get in trouble. I'm going to multiple.
Isn't it over?
McDonald's. You bitches wanna put a motherfucking goddamn purple shake out for me and no one can get it because your punk ass machines don't work? I've lived in this city for 3 years, and my local McDonald's ain't ever had ice cream on tap. Y'all bitches, bro, for real. Hardcore bitches, bro. And they're going to bleep this out. So I'm just going to say it. Female dogs, dude. You guys are just female dogs, dude. Like, bro. Seriously, you.
I think he found the workaround. Holy shit.
But come over here so Olaf can put work in on you.
Can we?
Shout out to Big Comedy Network, YouTube. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, guys.
Shout out Big Comedy Network. I'm sorry.
Take us out, please.
Be good humans.
Gotta put that on my list of gripes next week. Be good humans. Definitely gotta address that shit. Definitely gonna address that shit.
We're gonna talk about that.
Yes, sir.
A little bit next time. See you guys.
Yo. Welcome to the Fast Signal. You got Boo, Tim, and Simple Roth.